Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. I don't usually do this. This is an emergency episode of sorts because there needs to be more eyes on the ground here. And if you see this monster, do not approach him. He may be armed and dangerous. Report immediately to 911. I've had so many of you tagging me or sending me DMs about this absolute tragedy that happened here. And I would be amiss if I didn't report on this to you all now. This is a developing story, so I'm writing this on Friday, June 6th, and plan on releasing either Sunday or Monday. There could be updates between now and then. I will record any updates before I release the episode if we learn anything new. May 2025, Wenatchee, Washington. Three sisters go on a planned 3-hour visitation with their father, only to never be returned to their mother. A mother who warned authorities that this father was unstable and wanted visitation to be restricted until he was mentally assessed. Yet, as we see time and time again, that didn't happen. And now there are three more children who have had their lives stolen, a mother grieving, and a man on the run for their murders. This is Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia's story.
Three young sisters are dead, and their father is on the run. Authorities in Washington say the 5-, 8-, and 9-year-old girls were reported missing last Friday after a scheduled custody visit with their dad. Detectives tracked Travis Decker's vehicle near a campground. That's where they found the girls' bodies. Their cause of death just revealed. Now, a manhunt is underway to find Decker. Police say he's possibly armed and dangerous.
Friday, May 30th, 2025, 5 p.m. The Decker sisters, 9-year-old Peyton, 8-year-old Evelyn, and 5-year-old Olivia left for a scheduled visitation with their father, 32-year-old Travis Decker. This was supposed to be a 3-hour visitation, with Travis returning the girls to their mother, Whitney Decker, at 8 p.m. The handover wasn't anything out of the unusual. Whitney would later report that maybe Travis was a little quieter than usual, but nothing to make her feel the girls were at any risk with him that afternoon. 8 p.m. came and went with no sign of Travis with the girls. Whitney tried calling his phone, but it would go straight to voicemail. She would try this over and over, until when at 9:45 p.m. her anxiety got too much, and she contacted Wenatchee Police for help. The report would state the mother was distraught and appeared to be crying, that Whitney explained Travis had a good relationship with the girls, and they loved spending time with him, but he failed to return them that evening, which was out of the ordinary, that this had never happened before. If he happened to be running late or wanted to spend a bit more time with their daughters, Travis would always communicate that with her, and it would be mutually agreed on. Whitney also mentioned to police Travis had been experiencing some mental health struggles, that he was currently homeless and living out of his truck, that he had been dealing with some financial stresses. All the things you could think of that could possibly be a melting pot to disaster, police immediately began searching for Travis and the girls. Using flock camera footage, the authorities were able to see that Travis had driven out of Wenatchee around 5:40 p.m. in his white GMC pickup truck, which was not allowed according to their parenting plan agreements. Police searched all the local motels and hotels. Travis was known to sometimes stay at those hotels, but Travis and the girls were nowhere to be found. At this point, it was obvious more help would be needed, and Washington State Police would become involved. Something I've already seen criticism about is there was no Amber Alert issued. But I can understand why it didn't meet the criteria. There was no evidence the children were in any danger. Although the mother was worried, there wasn't any history of abuse against her or the children by Travis. However, to me, they have a suspect, they have a vehicle, and they have a clear breach of the parenting agreement. To me, isn't that a non-custodial parent abduction? The next day, Saturday, May 31st, 2025, Travis was supposed to be running a 5K event, but he didn't show up, which was unusual considering he had been telling friends and Whitney he was looking forward to it, and she was going to take the girls along to watch. That afternoon was still no sign of Travis and the girls. An endangered missing persons alert would be issued.
Where do you think he might be headed?
He was last pinged going out of Leavenworth, the 76 station. So I'm thinking up in the mountains. He prefers a secluded area with maybe some running water and a nice campfire. And yeah. So probably somewhere in there.
Whitney doesn't know, but she wonders if his truck broke down or if his phone died.
He's never done anything like this before. He's always very responsive if there's any deviation to the parenting plan that's necessary. So this was really unexpected.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry you're going through this. What do you want to say to them and to the girls?
I just love them so much, and I hope they're safe. I hope that their dad is safe, and then I just hope that he realizes that he can bring them home and that we can figure out anything else after this.
This was when Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia being missing really first came to the attention of those outside of the county. And this is very much because of the reach of social media with true crime cases. Stories of the missing girls were filling up my feed, and you were all making sure I saw it by tagging me into posts and sending me DMs, which I always appreciate. The police also involved the FBI to help them with the investigation. We also now began learning more of the dynamics of Travis and Whitney's relationship and divorce, and Travis's mental health struggles, which really added to the urgency of finding these sisters. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
The Decker divorce seemed amicable. Travis and Whitney separated in November 2022 after Travis initiated the end of their marriage because he felt like he wasn't worth it. It was a breakdown of a 7-year marriage. It does appear Travis was struggling with the effects of PTSD before the divorce, however, because the divorce papers stated that Whitney said Travis would scream at her in the middle of the night. He would also get only 1 or 2 hours of sleep, and he would soak the bed with sweat. The divorce was finalised 4 months later, uncontested. In the divorce settlement, Whitney was given majority custody and Travis would have the girls every other weekend. Fairly standard. And this was initially going well without issue. But then in late 2022, Travis began experiencing periods of homelessness. And in 2024, Whitney filed for a modification of their parenting plan. She was concerned about Travis's mental health. Travis is a military veteran with diagnosed personality disorder and PTSD, which he seemed to be struggling with getting a handle of at this time. It also didn't help that Travis's living situation was unstable. October 2022. Travis was living in an armory for a few months before securing an apartment, but after this lease expired, he was back living at the armory. In May 2024, he purchased an RV to live in and he moved to Idaho. But then that was repossessed, making him homeless once again. During the period, Travis was living at the armory. The girls had allegedly slept there on mattresses with dozens of men around them. This was obviously a concern of safety to Whitney. Travis assured her that would no longer happen, and they would sleep in his RV, only for her to later learn the RV had been repossessed, and the girls were back sleeping at the armory. In the filing to change the parenting plan agreement, Whitney said Travis had neglected his parenting duties towards the children. Whitney said that Travis had neglected his parental duties towards the children and, quote, has a long-term emotional and physical problem that gets in his way of his ability to parent, unquote. That he was trying to secure mental health care but was unable to obtain it. And that is incredibly sad to me. The lack of support for those struggling with their mental health. I'm not excusing what he did here, but there needs to be some accountability for the lack of resources available, for veterans in particular. Whitney cited three different incidents to support her claims that Travis was unfit to have the girls. The first was August 30th, 2023. Whitney wrote in her filing that Travis, quote, didn't want the girls this weekend, even though it was his weekend. Said the girls walk on eggshells because of how he reprimands the dogs, unquote. And then December 30th, 2023. Whitney said 5-year-old Olivia FaceTimed her distressed and crying, that she didn't know where her father was. The little girl was playing unattended on a piece of gym equipment, and she'd smashed her fingers. 9-year-old Peyton would eventually find him with the dogs, but even then, Travis didn't comfort the injured and shaken up kindergartner, which led to another FaceTime with Whitney with both Olivia and Peyton crying to come home. And as a mother, that is absolutely heartbreaking, hearing your children cry for you while they're with the other parent, and knowing you really can't just go and scoop them up without risking your custody of them. It is a screwed up system for real. But this is also how Whitney discovered Travis had completely gone against her wishes and they were back at the armory. And then finally, the third incident, July 25th, 2024. Travis hitchhiked to Whitney's house and asked to stay in the basement for the weekend so he could still spend time with the girls. Honestly, reading through all of this is really sad. Whitney obviously wanted Travis to be a part of their daughters' lives and she genuinely seemed concerned for his well-being. Quote, he's made huge sacrifices to serve our country and loves our girls very much, but he has got to get better for our girls. I do not want to keep Travis from our girls at all. Unquote. There was a hearing that took place, and Travis's attorney disagreed if any changes to the parenting plan agreement was necessary, because he already didn't have enough time with the children, that he had chosen to no longer be full-time active in the army to be able to spend more time with the children. Whitney's attorney argued there was significant concern here, and they requested Travis undergo a domestic violence evaluation and a psychiatric assessment. And while that was being organised, then Travis shouldn't be allowed to have visitation with the girls unsupervised. Travis's attorney objected to this, saying he liked to take the girls camping on the weekends he had them, that the girls loved that, and any changes to the parenting plan agreement would affect that bonding time between father and daughters. Travis acknowledged failure to pay any child support for the girls, that he was happy to pay her child support when he could, but right now he couldn't because he wasn't working, that the girls could learn important life lessons from his current condition. Now the court did agree with Whitney, that there were limiting factors of neglect and emotional physical problems against Travis. The court ordering Travis to get an anger management domestic violence evaluation and a psychiatric evaluation by a licensed psychiatrist. But the judge was going to allow the unsupervised visitations to continue every other weekend, just with no overnights. So on Fridays from 5 to 8pm, Saturdays 11am to 7pm, and Sundays 9am to 5pm. Travis was also not allowed to leave the Wenatchee area with the girls, and we know that's exactly what he ended up doing. After the girls went missing, Whitney told the police that Travis had refused to sign the parenting plan, and he failed to do the court-ordered mental health treatment and anger management classes. As the investigation continued, the FBI used phone data from the day before and the day Travis and the girls went missing to try and pinpoint specific locations to search. Monday, June 2nd, 2025. It seemed that Whitney was remaining positive that Travis just needed a time out and more time with the girls, never thinking for a moment he would hurt their daughters in any way. Quote, I don't personally think he's that dangerous. I think he is impulsive and he loves his children very much. I think that he's having a hard time and just needs something to feel better. And for him, that's the girls. Unquote. By that afternoon, police had narrowed down a location to a specific area near Rock Island Campground, about an hour away from Wenatchee. they now had an arrest warrant for three counts of first-degree custodial interference. During their search of the area, 3:45 p.m., Travis's truck was found with his dog nearby, and this was when they found the bodies of 9-year-old Peyton, 8-year-old Evelyn, and 5-year-old Olivia. The endangered missing persons alert was cancelled, but police didn't give any information why at this stage. So there was a lot of buzz on social media overnight. What was exactly happening? Were the girls found safe? Was Travis in custody? What was going on? Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. Police would hold a press conference announcing the tragic end of the search for the three girls. Tragic doesn't seem like a strong enough word, to be honest. But that also Travis Decker was still on the run and there was a manhunt for his capture.
I really want to make sure that I point out that it's moments like these where we see our community coming together, paying respects to those young individuals that lost their lives. I want to pay respects to Peyton, Evelyn, Olivia. Your memory will never be forgotten, and we will not stop pursuing justice for you until those that were accountable for this are found. So I do appreciate everyone being here. To follow up, because I know the Captain Chance has already touched on a lot of the topics that we've already discussed, I want to give thanks to the Wenatchee Police Department, Chief Reinfeld, Captain Miller, Captain Chance, Sergeant Eaton with the Detectives Unit that provided Chelan County Sheriff's Office with the information we needed to properly assist them. For those of you who don't know, Chelan County is a large area. We have 2,900 plus square miles. When you're talking about trying to find individuals in a geographically diverse terrain, it's difficult. But by them doing their investigation follow through over the weekend, we were able to pinpoint it in the areas of Chumstick Highway, Icicle, Tumwater Canyon. I know that many of you here from the area recognize that's still a pretty large area, but we're fortunate to have partnerships with the U.S. Forest Service that funds some of our deputies, specifically U.S. Forest Service deputies that are contracted with us. Our Forest Service deputy was able to go up the Icicle. We're about 18 miles up, for those of you who have not been up there. And that deputy was able to locate the vehicle of the suspect. We did back off to make sure we were in compliance with Washington State law when it comes to de-escalation, controlling pace. We called additional units. I know that many members of the community were concerned, asking why we were having deputies, police officers from East Wenatchee, Douglas County, Wenatchee PD, responding at a high rate of speed. This was an important situation for us. We took it as a high priority. Once we had additional units on scene, we did secure the vehicle, determined that we were able to bring in additional resources, which was our East Cascade SWAT team that did an additional search of the surrounding area of the campsite in question until we determined that a perimeter had been established and that it was safe enough for additional detectives and the Washington State Patrol's crime lab to come in and assist us as we processed that scene. As Captain Chance already mentioned, that was prompted when we did find the bodies of the deceased. Again, our condolences and our heartfelt sympathy goes out to the Decker family. We know they're struggling, but I want them to know they're not struggling alone. We suffer as a community. It has hit many of us hard. Going on 20 years, I don't think I've had a situation that has really almost prompted tears to come up. We feel for the family, and we see as everyone else is out here, they're not suffering alone. There's a lot of people here supporting them. We were able to do an extensive processing of the scene throughout the night while we maintained perimeter security. Once that was secured, the vehicle was taken back for an additional search warrant. We brought in additional units to come in and assist us. That'd be our federal partners from U.S. Border Patrol, Homeland Security Investigations, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Marshal's Office. They did an extensive search today, in addition to the Air National Guard, bringing in aviation supplies to come in, fly over there. We had drones in the air. We've been conducting a search since early this morning up until later on this afternoon. That, unfortunately, has not allowed us to locate the suspect yet, but we are not done searching. As we speak, the Marshal's Office, the FBI, they're processing leads, they're conducting follow-up, and we will not rest until Travis is located. Travis, if you're listening, this is your opportunity to turn yourself in. Do the right thing, do what you need to do, and take accountability for your actions. We're not going to go away, we're not going to rest, and we're going to make sure we find you. You will be brought to justice.
Travis Decker now is wanted for three counts of first-degree murder and three counts of first-degree kidnapping. Once apprehended, he will be held without bail. And if found guilty, he will be facing the rest of his natural life behind bars. When the girls were found, they were still wearing the same clothing they'd been wearing when they left their mother's home. Each had a plastic bag over their heads, with their wrists being zip-tied. Cause of death was determined to be due to asphyxiation. Two bloody handprints were found on the tailgate of Travis's truck. I would be interested in knowing if this blood belonged to Travis. I do have concerns he may have ended his own life to avoid facing the consequences of his actions and to stop Whitney from getting answers why this had to happen. I truly hope I am wrong and police can bring Travis Decker into custody soon. At the campsite, there were trash bags and zip ties thrown around. There were also personal items including blankets, the girls' car seats, food, a cooler, and Travis's wallet. It's not clear if the girls were already dead when they reached the campsite. Approximate time of death hasn't been released publicly, if they even know that yet. And that's where we are now. The US Marshals are searching for Travis Decker. There is currently a $20,000 reward for any information leading to his arrest. He is described as a white man with long black hair and brown eyes. He's 5'8" and around 190 pounds. He was last seen wearing a light-coloured shirt and dark shorts. Due to his extensive military training and unstable mental health, he should be considered armed and dangerous. Do not approach him. Immediately call 911 if you see him. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
A GoFundMe has been set up for Whitney as she mourns the loss, the unimaginable loss of her little girls, and manages all the things that come with losing not only one, but all three of her children. I've also myself donated a percentage of last month's ad revenue. I don't think I could go on if this happened to me, and Whitney needs all the support we can give her. While the community is mourning the senseless and tragic deaths of these three young girls, they're also sharing fond memories of them. 9-year-old Peyton would be remembered for her sporty nature and kindness to others. She was always cheering the loudest for the other kids on her team. She was considered a natural leader. Friends described 8-year-old Evelyn as the spunky one. She loved to dance and was a fierce protector of her baby sister. That actually gets me reading that. 5-year-old Olivia was described as the sweetest little girl who always had a smile on her face. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. We are now on YouTube. 2 episodes a month where you'll get an exclusive video including photos, maps and news clips. We are still learning what we are doing, so please be kind. But we would appreciate it if you head on over and give our videos a like and subscribe to the channel. This all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.